So a little bit of background about myself. My family, my mom was a refugee from Vietnam. She escaped in the 1980s on a boat, with her family out to sea for 2 weeks. And eventually she ended up in Malaysia for a year and then ended up in America where she had me, right? And so when I was reading the news about Ukraine and everything going on there, and the refugees, all the 2 million now, I believe, civilians who are kind of caught in the crossfires of this situation. And I read about Chef Jose Andres, who actually owns a restaurant here in Orlando, Haleo, at Disney Springs, and his great work with w World Central Kitchen. Actually, they had kitchens set up, serving hot meals for Ukrainian refugees. And I thought, hey, we're doing what we can here. We're sending them our prayers and well wishes and prayers for peace. But maybe if we can do a little bit more and kind of send them not only our thoughts from Orlando, but some funds to help get them some hot meals to the Ukrainian refugees. So one late night, I was like, okay, I can't sleep. Let's just start this fundraiser up and do something about it.
Ricky, tell me a little bit about how it's been going and kind of where the money goes.
So I started up about a week or so ago, and now we've raised over $5,000, hoping to raise $10,000 from the generosity and kindness of our neighbors here in Central Florida. So you have options to send to their general fund or World Disaster Relief Fund, which they do a lot of, hurricanes, earthquakes, pretty much everywhere in the world. They just set up camp and start cooking almost immediately. But so this goes to their disaster relief, and right now they're in Poland, in Moldova, and actually even in Ukraine itself. Chef Jose Andres this week is in Ukraine, in the western region, helping organize and cooking. So yeah, and it can't get any closer than that. So
And what about this cookbook, To Ukraine with Love?
yeah, so you know how sometimes we have like, hey, if you donate, we can give you a t-shirt or something like that, right? But I thought, hey, why don't we collect some recipes, to keep along with the theme of food from the heart for folks. And so we're just collecting local chefs and local families, even recipes. If you would like to contribute, please shoot me an email at tastychomps@gmail.com, and we'll include it. But yeah, basically it's a thank you gift for the donors, and it's an ebook, a digital ebook of recipes. So right now I've got my father-in-law's Chinese barbecue ribs inspired recipe, my mom's braised pork and eggs recipe, and actually a shortbread cookie recipe from some of our folks here in the community. Jennifer, so many kind hearts. So yeah, please do send your recipes. I think we're gonna try to wrap it up by the end of the month, and get it together and send it out, and maybe we'll have future editions too. So,